G'day guys, it's Brendan Green, and right now we're going to get into David Packman saying he's posted up a video. Looks like a caller's called in asking him if he regrets the tweet he sent out about the shooting a year or so ago, and the whole internet turned on David Packman for saying absolutely disgustable, horrible things. David Packman is not a dumb dude necessarily, because he's pretty smart. He's scamming and grifting and all these fucking sheep, so that's pretty smart. You've got to be half intelligent to do that. So he's going to obviously say, yes, it was a terrible thing that I said. I should have thought clearer. Anyway, let's get in. Let's see if that's actually what he does. So
that number you can call any time of day. We feature one voicemail on each show. Here is someone coming out of the woodwork to ask me, hey, David, any regrets about that controversial tweet about the Nashville school shooting? Take a listen to this.
Yeah, David, I'm sitting here looking at a tweet that you wrote about the Covenant Presbyterian School in Nashville that had a shooting, and you thought it was a funny comment to make a joke about the children not praying enough, and that is the reason why they were massacred. And I'm just wondering if you think those comments were sensible, or if you regret making those comments, because at the end of the day, your viewpoints on religion or not, it's some pretty harsh words that you spoke, and I'm just wondering if that's something you regret saying. So.
No, I don't. In fact, what I regret is deleting the tweet. I explore this in some detail when I was interviewed on the Lex Fridman podcast. My only regret with regard to that entire episode was that I essentially chickened out and deleted the tweet, partially because family members were starting to get threats from right-wing lunatics. Of course, anyone who knows me knows I was not blaming the children who were killed for not praying hard enough. The point of the tweet, and my audience understood it, and this is why I regret deleting it. The point of the tweet was, of course, that there are politicians who say thoughts and prayers are enough to prevent shootings and school shootings. The shooting happened at a Christian school.
I've never heard any politician ever say that. They always say on the aftermath, thoughts and prayers are with it. Versus some politicians like myself, if I was a politician, I probably wouldn't use that phrase, thoughts and prayers, because I'm not go to church or anything like that. But I've never heard them say in Parliament or in fucking any setting like that, political setting, saying, oh yeah, thoughts and prayers are a good deterrent against this thing. What the fuck are you on about, David? I'm disappointed in you, mate.
If there is prayer going on anywhere that would be protective against school shootings, you would think that it would be the case at a Christian school that there is prayer. And obviously, thoughts and prayers don't prevent shootings. That was the point. I regret deleting it.
We know that.
I regret deleting it. You can't undelete it. And that is where we are. We have a fantastic bonus show for you today. Okay.
Oh, the bonus show. You want to make money.